Hello, and welcome to Big Questions and Little Answers. I'm Julie, and I'm here today with my dad.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining us today. We are presented with a big question, maybe one that you all wondered once upon a time. And if not, I think that you'll find this one intriguing. Jaylee, would you mind asking the big question today?
Sure. Did Jesus have brothers and sisters?
Did Jesus have brothers and sisters? I think this is a fascinating question. And based on some of the conversations that I've had with just different people with different beliefs, some people will actually disagree on this. So I think it would be prudent of us to look at the Bible to find this answer.
What does prudent mean?
I think it would be good for us to do that, right? And so what do you think, though, just off the top of your head, Jaylee? Did Jesus have brothers and sisters?
Well, yes. I do think he did have brothers and sisters. Or brothers, at least.
You're not sure about the sisters?
I don't think he had sisters.
Okay, and why do you think he had brothers, though?
I don't know. Does
it just feel right for some reason?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think that the quick answer would be yes, that Jesus definitely had brothers and sisters.
Really?
Actually, yes. He was born into a quite normal family. The way that he was born was very unique. Remember, he was born from Mary before she was even married to Joseph. So his birth in itself was pretty miraculous. But thereafter, Mary and Joseph got married, and they were pretty much a normal couple with a bunch of kids, like you would imagine people in their day. But let me just show you some Bible passages that will answer the question for us, and then we can follow up with that if you'd like. Let's look at what you have in front of you there. There's a few passages that I like to see. The first one is in Matthew chapter 13:55. Do you have that in front of you?
Yes.
Read that for us, please.
Is this not the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary? And are not his brothers James and Joseph and Simon and Judas?
That's right. So when Jesus was teaching in a place and people, he was actually in his hometown and he was doing some pretty amazing things. And then the locals were actually wondering, like, wait a minute, isn't this Jesus? Like this little boy that we used to see running around? Isn't he not the son of Mary and Joseph, the carpenter? And aren't his brothers like so-and-so-and-so? What were their names again? James, Simon, Judas, and who's the other one?
Joseph.
Like this, that right there, that passage in itself shows us, okay, hold on a second. Jesus grew up with a pretty normal family.
Yeah.
And so that in itself answers the question that he had brothers, yes?
Mm-hmm.
But what about the sisters? Let's look at Mark chapter 6, verse 3, I believe. Go ahead if you have that in front of you.
Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary and brother of James and what does that say? Joseph?
And Joseph, yeah, it's another Joseph. Way of translating the name for Joseph there.
Oh, and Judas and Simon. And are not his sisters here with us?
Okay, so what did you just read there at that last line there?
Are not his sisters here with us?
So that implies that not only did he have brothers, but he also had sisters. How many sisters did he have?
I don't know.
Neither do I. All we know is that he had sisters. So
maybe he had like 12.
He could have 12 or he could have had two. I have no idea. But what I do know is that, yes, Jesus did have brothers and he did have sisters. And so I think what's interesting, though, is that both her brothers and sisters, perhaps, they didn't necessarily believe that Jesus was the Son of God, that Jesus was the Christ. Not at first. I'm sure of that. They didn't believe that until later, after his death and burial on the third day, he resurrected. It was after that fact that his brothers and sisters believed that Jesus was who he said he was, and that's the Messiah. In fact, let's look at the other passage that you have there in front of you, but there's more evidence on that. Acts chapter 1, verse 14. What does that say there?
All these with one accord were devoting themselves to prayer, together with the woman and Mary, the mother of Jesus and his brothers.
Yeah, so what happened here is after Jesus was crucified, people got together to pray. And it says all in one accord, and including his brothers and his sisters and his mother. So this does not mean the disciples is brothers. This literally means his half-brothers, the sons of Mary and Joseph. And so they were there praying because now they're realizing, okay, this is something different. This is something amazing. And I don't know if you knew this, but have you heard of the book of James?
Yes.
That's his brother who wrote that.
Oh.
That's James, his brother. And so James becomes actually the leader of the church in Jerusalem, the brother of Jesus. Can you imagine what it would have been like to grow up with like Jesus as your older brother?
Oh, that'd be cool.
You think it'd be cool or kind of annoying? What cool. do you think?
But I probably wouldn't even know that he's Jesus.
Well, at the time, you would definitely probably have thought that, one or the other. I think you definitely would have thought that there was something different about this guy.
Yeah.
Like if I were James and Jesus was my older brother, I'd probably think, man, why can't I be perfect like Jesus? How come I'm the one that's always getting in trouble and not Jesus? You know, like that kind of thing may have been possible. So I do wonder sometimes what would have been like to be Jesus's brother. Because we know he was perfect, right?
Like
he was sinless. But at the same time, I'm pretty sure it could have been pretty awesome to have Jesus as your older brother.
Yeah, because he'd be so nice to you too.
Oh, 100%. You know how
sometimes let you in his room.
Let you in his room. Hey, James, you can come play with me, right? Or, oh, James, are you okay looking after you? You want half of my sandwich? You know, like brothers and sisters sometimes are so mean to each other, aren't they?
I asked Jello, can I have the other half of your sandwich? She said, no.
Jayla is Jaylee's sister, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think it's just up to our imagination to know what it would be like to have Jesus as a brother. But I think just back to the original question, though, did Jesus have brothers and sisters? Jaylee, what do you say? Give us a little answer for this.
Our little answer today is yes, Jesus did have brothers and sisters when he was on earth.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you. I think that's an excellent answer, and hopefully this satisfies it. Remember, this is the Big Questions, Little Answers podcast, so we do encourage you to also dig into your Bibles and see for yourself, and you'll find that Jesus did, in fact, have brothers and sisters. So with that, thank you so much for joining us today. It's always a pleasure to have you with us. Again, if you have a question of your own and you'd like to send it to us,
you can email us at bigquestion@wayfamily.church.
That's right. bigquestion@wayfamily.church. And so, goodbye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.